Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department has identified the driver who fled the scene of a hit-and-run collision on June 30th at Wabash and Broadway in Eureka. The driver, 43-year-old Eureka resident Rachel Huntley, was traveling westbound on Wabash when she made a left turn in front of a motorcycle being driven by 72-year-old Eureka resident Daryl Tinsman. Tinsman collided with the vehicle, sustained moderate injuries, and was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. On Sunday, the EPD received a call from a friend of Huntley's who said that she had confessed to the crime. Officers contacted Huntley at a residence in the 2500 block of C Street in Eureka, where she confessed to police and was arrested. She was transported to jail, where she was released on her own recognizance due to overcrowding. The sheriff's office responded to a report of a male and female suspect attempting to break into a person's vehicle in the 100 block of Stafford Road in Stafford on Monday. A deputy arrived in the area of North Road and located a Chevy Yukon with Oregon plates with the driver's side door open. The deputy then located the female suspect with a purse full of items. The woman attempted to strike the deputy in the head, but the deputy was able to arrest her. Inside her purse, the deputy found a laptop computer stolen from Wilsonville, Oregon. The Chevy Yukon was also stolen. A fingerprint check revealed her identity as 18-year-old Malena Luby from the state of Washington. Later that day, the sheriff's office learned that the male suspect had returned to the area. Deputies contacted 22-year-old Cameron Wynn from Oregon, who was carrying two backpacks. A search of the backpacks revealed various burglary tools, a small bag of meth, and several credit cards belonging to various citizens of Wilsonville. Wynn was arrested on various charges and booked into jail. Luby was released on her own recognizance. The Board of Supervisors met this morning, and one item that was added to the agenda came from Supervisor Estelle Fennell. That item provided an update from the State Department of Pesticide Regulations regarding the efforts to restrict the sale of anticoagulant pesticides for sale in California. The department has tracked the use of those pesticides in other species and found them in several species of hawks and other raptors, fox, fishes, wild pigs, and bobcats. The rodenticides are used by marijuana growers to protect their gardens, and the State Department announced last Friday will take steps to restrict their use. The supervisors discussed how that decision will affect the county. At 10:30, the board heard a presentation on the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg commented on the presentation.
PG&E just came to our meeting and gave a really good presentation on where they're at, where they're going, how much it's going to cost, what the process is, and what's in it for the county. There's a lot of, you know, really good jobs out there, and it's keeping quite a few people employed.
Another item on the supervisor's agenda was a request from the Humboldt Area Foundation and the Redwood Rural Action Committee for $47,000 to be used in promoting the Humboldt-made label to attract tourists to the region. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of smoke seen in the area at the foot of T Street in Eureka early this morning. When the first engine company reached the scene, they reported a fire in a transient encampment approximately 100 feet by 75 feet with several encampments involved. Other units were dispatched, including the fireboat, which was used to knock down the fire and keep it away from several propane canisters in the area that had forced fire crews to back away from the fire and fight it from a distance. Once the fire was under control, hand crews mopped up and searched the area for any victims and found none. And the sheriff's office is searching for a dark-skinned suspect who may have been wearing a yellow plaid zip-up hoodie and who led a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase through Eureka on Sunday afternoon. The deputy initiated a traffic stop after determining that the suspect vehicle, a white Honda, had been stolen from the 1400 block of H Street in Eureka. The suspect fled north on Broadway through Eureka and onto Harris Street and attempted to lose the deputy by making several quick turns along city streets before ending up on a dead end on Q Street. The suspect then fled the area on foot, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.